Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God.
And to you, my brothers and sisters,
that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me, the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Thank you.
Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust.
Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust.
Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful. You are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight.
The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead, long forgotten. Therefore, my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me.
I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought. And to you, I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you.
Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave.
In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul.
Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will. For you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth.
For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was now in the beginning, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust.
Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust. Stay sober and alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, solid in your faith.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be
Thanks
to God.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. That awake, we may keep watch with Christ. And asleep, rest in his peace.
Your servant, go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. That awake, we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. Let us pray. We'd like to start by praying for all the animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all distress and harm. We're continuing to pray for Reverend Destin Cox, prayers for renewal and strength, forgiveness, guidance, and also those impacted by 9/11 and the Prosperity for the Soul Clinic. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive messages of Christ. Continuing to pray for Nicholas and the rest of Florida, continuing to pray for Texas as well, the people who are going down for the relief effort. We pray for them that they have the strength and endurance, that God may give them that in order to help all those in need. We'll also keep in our prayers Bishop Cass and the Friary in South Carolina, as they did have some storm damage. Thankfully, it was not a lot, but they did. There was a tree that was turned over. No one was hurt. So we thank God for that. We want to keep the Friary in our prayers as well. Let us continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. Let us pray for Bishop Long, that all of the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for all of the leaders of the PCC, Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We lift up in prayer the homeless. We pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and music. We want to pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. Pray for the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas Therese and Nicholas, and our priests, Father Dennis and Minor DeSelf, our abbot, Bishop James, that God continue to lead us in the right direction toward the seamless connection between the order and the goal of his church. Deacon Victoria.
Reverend Mother, I also have some petitions.
Okay.
For Sherry Taylor's friend, that her final journey may be eased. For Brenda and Kimber, special prayers for their overall health as they are facing what possibly are life-threatening illnesses. For Gail Ice, who has lost his leg and is now being fitted with a prosthetic. For all those who've lost loved ones recently. And, of course, I join you in prayer with those that have suffered storm damage and are without power and possibly without food. May God provide for them and their basic needs. Thank you.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our fervent prayers. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken and those which we hold in the silent depths of our hearts, the prayers of the church and those of the entire world. For these prayers, the church both humbly and fervently prays.
Let us pray. Lord, fill this night with your radiance. May we sleep in peace and rise with joy to welcome the light of a new day in your name. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, may the Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.